USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate voted on rival plans on ending the federal government shutdown. The Senate voted down two proposals that were designed to fund the government and end the partial shutdown. The first bill included billions of dollars in border wall funding that the president had requested.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 47.
The second bill, with language already approved by the Democratic-controlled House, was a clean version with no border funding attached, but it fell 52-44. The continued impasse has put the squeeze on moderates in Congress, including Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The folks that I work for back home are telling me very clearly, enough already.
Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Our mission is to open up government, how we can do it in a responsible manner.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped two pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
On Thursday, 800,000 federal workers will miss another paycheck. The Trump administration's billionaire Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said he didn't understand why they didn't just get a loan for the money. Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton suggested a reality check.
That's one thing that's been so striking about this entire process is the complete lack of empathy from the president on down through his administration, a complete lack of understanding of what the day-to-day life is for regular people.
There is mourning in Sebring, Florida, after a man killed five women in a bank there. Police Chief Carl Hoagland says the suspect refused to let officers into the building after more than an hour of negotiations.
We now begin the healing process. We attempt to make sense of a senseless act. We attempt to mourn the loss of our peers, our neighbors, our mothers and daughters.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Louisiana congressman is hoping to get some answers from the NFL commissioner. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond wants NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to come to Capitol Hill. The Democrat wants him to talk about the infamous non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game that many Saints fans believe cost them the game, to which former Super Bowl-winning coach Tony Dungy reminds fans.
Well, there have been missed calls, bad calls, since the beginning of basketball or any other sport. You don't like to see it. I feel the Saints fans' pain. If it was my home team, I would be upset too. But it's a game, it's a sport, there is human error, and life has to go on. We have to move past it.
A long-proposed measure to help so-called dreamers in the Empire State has finally passed. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York State's DREAM Act will allow children of illegal immigrants access to state loans and grants for college in that state. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate on Wednesday after 8 years of being turned down in the Senate, which used to have a Republican majority. The bill will provide assistance to approximately 6,000 immigrant students at a cost of $27 million a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.